Green space has been a popular topic in city architecture and landscaping, but now blue space, a city's waterfront, is a new trend in urban design. 30 years ago, Tampa's mayor planned out the Riverwalk. The $30 million project is about halfway done and will one day connect more than 2 miles with pedestrian walkways and green space. Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn said this competition could influence the rest of Riverwalk construction.
But it will be interesting to see what kind of response they get from the international design community. And I look forward to taking a look at what they come up with. I mean, it's got to be practical. It's got to be realistic. It's got to be fundable. And so for them to be of use to me, it's got to be real world.
The design competition is called Restitch Tampa and seeks to refocus the Hillsborough River as a social, economic, and ecologic spine for Tampa. When Governor Rick Scott rejected Florida's funding for high-speed rail, $1.2 million from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development remained set aside for train-related infrastructure. Shannon Bassett, a professor of architecture and urbanism at USF, hopes that money will go towards the winning project. They're fundraising now to award competition winners. That will just be for design, not for project construction.
The main money is going towards the running of the competition, and which includes, of course, the graphic design and the project management of it, the brief. And there's going to be an ensuing publication after that'll come out around 2012, December. And we're going to have an award ceremony April 13th, 2012, Friday the 13th, and we have a number of international jurors, such as Charles Waldheim, the head of the landscape department at Harvard, Chad Oppenheim, who's a world-renowned architect from Miami, Juhani Palazma, also a world-renowned architect, Margaret Crawford from Berkeley, Chris Reed, and perhaps someone else who's been shortlisted for the pier.
Even though Tampa has Bayshore Boulevard, Curtis Hickson Park, and more, St. Petersburg is better known for its urban green spaces. The city of St. Pete is having their own design competition to redesign the St. Pete Pier using $55 million in city funding. Riverwalk development manager Lee Hoffman said that he's happy with the current public-private funding split to build Tampa's Riverwalk.
If you look at the pier, in order to do something, you have to have that much money to do something. Either that or do nothing. As far as the Riverwalk's concerned, what we've done is we put it in segments. We've got a master plan that builds everything in segments, so we have the luxury of being able to do pieces at a time. And so once you do a little piece here, a little piece there, and pretty soon, you know, you've got the thing done. So we have the ability to do it that way, and that's really how we've been doing it, because it's the key thing is funding. If you can just find the funds to do what you need to do, then you can make it happen, because we've got a lot of design plans shovel-ready. If we had money...
Chad Oppenheim will be a judge on the jury for design competition finalists and is well known for building a modern-looking 25-story high-rise in Miami that includes solar panels and wind turbines into the design. Daniel Roark is Bassett's graduate student and helped work on several of the models on display last night. He said that ecology plays a major role in the design process.
You know, sometimes it's as basic as softening the shoreline and terracing the shoreline down to the river, talking about how you deal with stormwater so that you're not dumping pollutants into the river. Basically, anything that would develop a more sustainable city is kind of what Restitch Tampa is all about, whether or not that's renewable energy, which absolutely it would be and it should be. You know, it really has to focus more, though, on the infrastructure and how infrastructure can actually be used to promote ecology.
About 30 people attended the event, many of whom were architecture students that planned to enter the competition. The deadline for submissions is December 2nd, and the first stage of winners will be announced December 15th. You can find out more at restitchtampa.org. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.